With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Biden is pledging ongoing U.S. support for Israel following the shocking attack from Gaza. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president strongly condemned the sheer evil of the assault, comparing Hamas to ISIS terrorists, and he reiterated America's commitment to Israel's security.
The United States has Israel's back. We'll make sure the Jewish and democratic state of Israel can defend itself today, tomorrow, as we always have.
Mr. Biden added that he has no higher priority than the safety of Americans being held hostage. White House officials acknowledge there are citizens unaccounted for, but they don't know how many may be hostages. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Republicans met today to discuss their next moves regarding a House Speaker. Congressman Kevin McCarthy reiterated his view that he will not run again for the position after his historic ouster last week.
I know a lot of them want to nominate me. I told them, please do not nominate me.
At a stakeout at Capitol Hill, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise talked about what people like about him as a candidate for Speaker of the House.
And we've delivered big wins, and people want to see us get back on track. We need a Congress that's working. Tomorrow, we need to get Congress back to work. Speaker Scalise, on day one, we will, number one, be passing a resolution to express our strong support for Israel.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan is also running for the post. A new indictment filed Tuesday charges Congressman George Santos with stealing the identities of donors to his campaign and then using their credit cards to ring up tens of thousands of dollars in unauthorized charges. Prosecutors say some of that stolen money ended up in his own bank account. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 134 points, the Nasdaq rose 78. This is SRN News. Another scientific discipline bows to wokeness.
An anthropological conference in Canada has removed a planned panel discussion about why biological sex remains necessary for scientific analysis. That is, when an anthropologist digs up a skeleton, it's important to identify if it belonged to a man or a woman. Organizers say the mere discussion of the idea that skeletons are either male or female would be damaging to the LGBT community and to the field of anthropology as a whole. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Burnout and deteriorating mental health symptoms like anxiety and depression are affecting religious leaders at a worrisome pace. Clergy have increasingly stepped into the front lines of care for mental health distress across the country. But being constantly on call to share other people's trauma is one of the unique stressors that makes being a pastor so challenging. A coalition of organizations is hosting a free one-day online church mental health summit. This is SRN News. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill that makes it easier for authorities to compel treatment for people with mental illness or addiction issues.
The proposal is partly aimed at addressing the state's growing homelessness crisis. Under current state law, local governments cannot force a person to take treatment if they refuse to get help. The legislation expands the definition of gravely disabled to include people who are unable to provide themselves basic needs due to an untreated mental illness or heavy drug use. The law takes effect in 2024, but counties can postpone implementation until 2026. Rich Thomason reporting.
Olympics gymnastics champion Mary Lou Retton has pneumonia and is in intensive care fighting for her life in a Texas hospital. Retton's daughter McKenna Kelly shared Retton's condition. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.